ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of AWI Pod.
Worldwide?
That's right. I am your host, Brent Biles. And with me today is the American Dream. American Dream, how are you doing this fine? It's a Wednesday evening. We're doing a little different this time.
We're doing a little bit different, baby. We over here just watching the American Dream. Yeah.
You usually are the one with the sleeping dog next to you. I got one next to me today.
We both got sleeping dogs next to us. I've got a sleeping dog on the floor next to me, though. He's not on the couch.
Yeah, he's on the floor, too. You can't see him, but he's down there.
He's adopted you as his favorite by now, right?
I don't.
He seems to always be with you.
I think it's just because I'm down here and he just comes down here to hang out. But I'm pretty sure it's Rachel. I mean, Rachel rescued him from being run over by cars. And so I think he like freaks out when she leaves too. Another thing about him too, is like, he loves to ride in the car. He would be a great like dog to just take with you in the car. Cause he doesn't whine or anything. He just fucking posts up and just sits there. I mean, like if he sees somebody, he might bark at him, but he doesn't like, you know, most dogs whine when they're in the car. Not him. He just fucking, he likes the car.
My dogs have always freaked out. Sharpays do not like riding in cars. They try to crawl behind your back, and you have to imagine a 60-pound angry dog trying to spin behind you while you're trying to drive.
No.
And they're freaking out and clawing you and trying to sit on you and move in circles. It's not good at all.
No, it doesn't sound good. We had to take our dogs. Well, two dogs. We took Rugby and Caner to the vet today, and we didn't even put them in the same car. Like Xavier drove Rugby in his car, and I drove Caner in mine. And Caner was, good God, the whole way just whining and whining and whining. You think he would get tired, but he just doesn't.
No, they have zero chill in the car.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Glenn's a little under the weather. That's why Glenn is not here with us. And it's a little different to not have. It's like we have a little less class on this show because we don't have a British accent on it.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. I hope that Glenn feels better, and hopefully we can have him back here very soon.
Absolutely. But hopefully next week we'll be able to see Glenn. But if not. Well, we miss you, Glenn, and we hope that you'll return soon. I think you will. I think it's going to be okay. I'm making it sound like I'm going to make a Glenn tell me a lie video like Shawn Michaels in 1996.
Don't lose your smile, Glenn.
Do not lose that smile, Glenn. You hold on to it.
Yes, because, oh, God, what was his name? Why can't I think of his name? The guy that came back from San Antonio to train.
Oh, Jose Lothario.
Jose Lothario is not around to bring you back, Glenn. So
no, I don't. I mean, I'm pretty sure if Jose
there's Lothario no way he's still alive.
He's like 115.
If he is, he could bring anyone back. So
God damn it! And you know who would find out if he was still alive if he was here?
Glenn.
Glenn would. He would look it up. I'm not going to, but he would. I'm like 99.99999% sure that he's dead. But rest in peace to Jose Lothario, yes. Texas legend. But anyway, I'd ask you if you wanted to talk about wrestling this week, but I ain't watched nothing. Have you watched any wrestling this week?
I made it through the first about 40 minutes of NXT, and that was it. Even I haven't watched any of Monday Night Raw, I don't think. And if I did, it was so unmemorable that I can't even bring anything up from it. Rhea vacated her title due to injury.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
And then the Miz and R-Truth got new tag team belts. I saw that. They're the world tag team champions now, which I like because I don't like Raw champion and SmackDown champion. I'm glad they're dropping those labels because I just think that's stupid.
So what are they going to name Grayson Waller and Austin Theory then?
I'm assuming it'll be the WWE tag team champions. Okay. Yeah. I hope they don't do like the WWE Universal Tag Team Champions.
That's what I was thinking, if they were going to name them Universal Tag Team Champions, which just sound kind of corny.
Yeah, they should just say WWE, because that's what they used to do when they first split them up whenever they did the WCW breakup. It was just the World Tag Team titles and the WWE Tag Team titles, and I think that's what they should do.
Yeah.
Hopefully this leads to like some actual decent tag team feuds and some decent tag team wrestling, because we've really been, I think, thumping that for like 15 years in the WWE, and hopefully we'll be able to turn that corner. I mean, they do good tag team stuff in NXT, so I don't see any reason why they don't do it on the main roster. I think there was one thing standing in the way, one man who hated tag team wrestling, and he's gone now. So I think you can agree, like I can, like maybe not totally agree, but I think tag team wrestling, when it's done right, is probably the best wrestling that there is, because it's like a different sort of drama built into a match to have a tag team match as opposed to just a one-on-one match.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love good tag team wrestling.
Yeah, so hopefully that's what happens with these new tag team belts. I saw apparently some guy on the internet was very angry at Liv Morgan. He was doing a live podcast or something, and he's like, I hope she gets hurt. So I was like, wow, that's not something you should do. And then that's the guy who I sent you guys the screenshot of. The he does something into socks for a living, which I she should have just left the for a living thing off of that and just said he probably, you know, pleasures himself into socks and just left it at that.
Whew, that's a sticky situation to get into.
I've seen American Pie. Everybody's seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's American Pie, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Well, he was just banging a pie.
Well, at the beginning of the movie, though, remember his parents come in and he's got like the sock on and he's watching.
Oh.
Remember he's watching the porn through the lines like he used to do back in the day for wrestling? Not for porn. I would never do that.
Yeah.
But for wrestling.
I mean, you could at least hear the wrestling matches. Hell in the Cell. And you're just listening, watching the green lines going.
So here's a funny story. King of the Ring 1998, I was coming back from my brother's first wedding, which was in Maryland. And I was back at my uncle's house in the suburbs of Chicago. And I watched the 1998 Hell in a Cell match between The Undertaker and Mick Foley through the lines on the pay-per-view channels. And imagine just hearing it and being like, oh, my God, what is happening? How is Mankind dead? Who murdered him? What is going on? Like, I was like, what is my life?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think I was watching that at a BW3 because BW3 played pay-per-views, wrestling pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And I think me and a couple of my friends went up there and watched that one.
I bet that was probably a great time to go to a bar and watch wrestling. I was 15, so.
Yeah, I think I was 17 at the time and my friend was 16, but they didn't ID or anything. Not that we were buying beers. I think we probably
Diet Mountain in there as long as you're not. Yeah. I watched WrestleMania 20 at a Hooters.
Oh, nice. They have good wings.
No, they didn't. That food was shit. That's why we don't have a Hooters anymore. I think it's like a fucking salon now.
But they're known for their breast.
And I had to listen to this guy keep telling me that he fucking met the Steiner brothers. I'm like, good. Fucking, I don't care. Good for you. I think that was the last wrestling show I watched for like 3 years.
That man ruined it for you.
He did. Him and the fucking Steiner brothers. It wasn't their fault. They just got the remnants of the bomb on that one. I think that's all I've seen that I can remember to talk about.
Yeah, that's all that I've got.
I think. Why does it feel to you like WrestleMania was like 6 weeks ago, even though it was like 2 weeks ago?
I feel like it was like such a high on WrestleMania that after that, it's just a complete fall off for a while. Like maybe other people are different where it brings them into wrestling more, but I feel like this separation after WrestleMania, like I've already hit it. And I know usually the Monday Night Raw after is like a big time. After WrestleMania is over, I feel like I kind of just had too much. Like you're at a buffet. Like, pizza's really good. And I like eating pizza, but you can still get too much pizza in a weekend. And I feel like WrestleMania is that sometimes.
I want to go to the buffet and eat the pizza. Not me, because I hate buffets, because I'm like a germaphobe. So I eat all these people touching all the pizza and shit. I don't want to do it. I don't like buffets. But like most people, like you want to go to a buffet, but I don't want to go to a buffet 3 days in a row. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, I don't want this fucking pizza anymore.
Yeah. Like I need a break from pizza.
Yeah, give me some fucking chicken. Can we get some fucking chicken in here, please?
Yeah, some chicken and some hot rice. I like it.
Can we watch? Can I watch some disappointing football? I'm soccer, please. I've got to. I've got. See, I'm pretty soon I'm going to be drinking tea and fucking saying limey and shit like that because I'm calling it football now instead of soccer. So, yeah. Anyway, so what we're going to do here, we're going to do this over a process, as you know, because I'm sorry. I know the show is called The Mayor of Superstars, but we're going to leave The Mayor of Superstars on the shelf for a little while. And we're going to watch some WCW and we're going to watch some Memphis wrestling because we watched Superstars for like 2 years. And don't worry, we will dust it off and bring it back out. But now it's time for us to get into some WCW and into some Memphis wrestling. So we'll be rotating between AWBI Pod Worldwide and Memphis wrestling, which we need to come up with a better name for it than that. And I haven't really put any thought into that. So if you could put together something in your mind for a suggestion, go ahead and send it over to me.
Walking in Memphis.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Write that down.
Memphis wrestling. I don't know.
That's good. I like that. But I'll write when I edit the show, I'll make a note of it. I'll work out a logo for that. I like it. We'll do that. So when I was a kid, like one of the pay-per-views that I was most excited about, which is weird because it's a really bad pay-per-view and it's going to be a fun watch for us because it's full of short matches and weird tag teams because it's the 1996 Slammery. It's the Lethal Lottery, which you know is Battle Bowl. I don't know why, but I was just ecstatic to see this show when I was a kid. I think it was because I really liked Sting, and Sting had like a championship match against the Giant. And so I was really looking forward to this pay-per-view as a kid. And I remember thinking that it was a great pay-per-view until I got the WWE Network whenever it came out and watched it back. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awful. I had such terrible taste when I was a kid. So we're gonna watch some. Today it's WCW Pro, and we're going to lead our way into that Slamboree pay-per-view, which was in May of 1996. So this is the May 4th, 1996 episode of WCW Worldwide. If you want to watch it with us, you probably can't because I don't think it's available anywhere besides a super secret flash drive that I paid for. And I can't tell you about it because then it won't be super secret no more, will it?
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody. But all right, Mayor, are you ready for some WCW Pro?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm always ready for mid-90s WCW.
I knew you would be, pal. All right, here we go.
We got the Giant and Jimmy.
So I think the Giant had just beaten Ric Flair for the World Championship at this point.
What is this? It's like third match?
I was going to say it's like a sixth match, yeah. Well, I think it was by disqualification, but he beat Hulk Hogan for the World Championship in his fucking debut.
It's true.
Yeah. It's damn true. Let's hear a little of the sound here.
Not in Universal Studios before they started traveling, right?
This is when they were. So, well, I they were doing Nitro at this time, but I think that they did all the other shows here besides Saturday night. I'm pretty sure they did WCW Saturday night at like Center Stage, I think.
The American Dream here
with Chris Cruz.
What did Chris Cruz ever do?
Yeah, who did he ever beat?
Yeah. I mean, this guy beat Bruno.
Hey, I made a brand new with Bruno. I wasn't on a WCW Pro in Madison Square Garden. Is Chris Cruz ever beat him, Bruno?
Well, you see, he's not even talking yet. Quit talking, Chris. No one. We need Dusty to speak here. Well, you see, I got this little lady on the side here. The name is Baby Doll. And Baby Doll, sometimes she comes over to my house. And Baby Doll, she just lifts her arm like this, and she point like that. And she knows that Dusty Rose go all night long, Baby Doll.
When you were doing that at first, that was Dusty's inner thoughts, is what it was.
Yes, that's what it was.
He was singing before he was talking. Absolutely, pal.
Chris Cruz looks like Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Fuck yeah, he does. Good call. What's your favorite Rick Moranis movie?
Probably Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I can't wait. Wait. Oh, wait. Was he in Ghostbusters?
He might have been in Ghostbusters. He wasn't one of the Ghostbusters guys, but I think he was in it.
I think he was in the original Ghostbusters as like a small part, wasn't he?
Here's one I got for you. This is my favorite Rick Moranis movie, The Little Giants.
Oh, how did I forget that? At Al Bundy.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm embarrassed now.
I love that fucking movie. That might be my favorite, like, if we're talking like kids related sports movies that I watched when I was a child, that might be my favorite one.
I wasn't expecting these two handsome gents coming out together.
Got a one man gang and the handsomest thing to ever float the fucking Pacific Ocean, the shark. I don't know how the fuck you got to Atlanta.
The Shark Week.
I'd give Shark Week a whole new meaning, pal, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. This looks like a rustic club. Like afterwards, they're going to get a skeevy DJ. DJ Glenn Abbott's going to be spinning records after the wrestling. Stick around.
He's got a back brace. What does it look like? A turtle shell. And
oh, he's really into turtles at this point, I think.
They got a turtle and a shark.
They're facing the Armstrongs.
He would have made a good Bebop.
He would have been a good. Wasn't like Seamus in one of like the new modern.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think he was either Bebop or Rocksteady. I forget which one, but he was.
Yeah. I want to say you're right too. Here we go. I'm not sure which Armstrong this is. I wonder if it's what was the one that we used to see on Superstars? I can't remember his name.
Tracy.
It was like the high five champion. Remember we go all those high five.
Yeah.
The fuck was his name? I wanted to say Leif Erickson, but that's like a fucking, I think like an 80s
singers.
Yeah, that's like an 80s pop star. So that isn't it.
It might be Leif. What was it?
It's not Leif. We're thinking Leif Cassidy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think Leif Cassidy.
That guy in the ring's name is fucking ouch my face.
His soul just leafed his body.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I think these guys are in the Dungeon of Doom at this point, the shark and the one man.
I'm surprised they let him use the one man gang gimmick.
I think he was using it way before he was in WWE, I think. That's probably why they changed him to Hakeem, because they wanted to own the gimmick.
Yeah. And poor Earthquake got saddled being a shark.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, you got this handsome man who can throw drop kicks and leg drops and all sorts of good stuff.
Man, when I don't know if you've seen it, but the Dark Side of the Ring, I don't know, man, it just made me feel bad because they just fucking, he came back as Golga for a little while, but they said that even at his funeral, like they didn't even send like flowers or anything. And I just thought that was really fucked up. That they didn't at least acknowledge, after everything he did in the ring, he could have at least acknowledged something when he passed away. I just thought that was kind of fucked up.
And all the interviews I've ever heard about anyone in the wrestling business that knew him, no one had ever said a bad word about him. Like, he was such a beloved figure, like a person. Just,
yeah,
everyone loved the guy.
That's why when everybody saw there was a Dark Side of the Ring on him, and you're like, what do you mean? He's the fucking nicest guy ever.
Yeah. Like, what did we think we were going to find out about him? Like,
yeah. And it was basically just like how he was big. He was a big star for a while, but then they just fucking used him and gave him bad gimmicks and basically ruined his career. I mean, he was driving trucks when he found out that he got cancer, that he had cancer. So, man. And yeah, I don't know, it's just, the way that it seemed like they treated him, made me feel really bad because, like you said, it seemed always, and nobody ever said a bad word, and he just seemed like a sweetheart of a guy. So, and plus, he's the most handsome wrestler of all time.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been his downfall. Like, people don't, people are more handsome than them. So,
yeah,
maybe Vince was upset about that.
I thought the Dark Side of the Ring was going to be just like how he could not get the women to stop throwing themselves at him. He's like, everywhere I would go, it was like an Axe commercial in there. You remember the old Axe commercials where you could spray on the Axe? They had to fight all the girls in the store off. That's what it's like for Handsome Earthquake. It's got to be terrible.
Yeah, he had the Tiger Shark spray.
Yep. Yeah, that's, I forgot about that shit.
Well, he changed his tattoo from a tiger, and they made him. He tattooed over top of it with like a shark or something.
That's commitment right there.
Yeah, hey, and buddy. I mean, look at that face paint.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! And I have a Dungeon of Doom video on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, go see it. And he comes into the Dungeon of Doom, and he's going, "Shark attack! Shark attack! Come on!" Oh, so this is highlights from Nitro. This is a parking lot brawl between Fit Finley and Steven Regal. You'll know him as William Regal.
I was going to say, is this Raw Underground?
Yeah, this is Raw Underground. Shane McMahon is the referee.
Shane McMahon's there, and who was the guy that was at the door? Dabba Kato?
Yeah, I think it was Dabba Kato. Yeah, or what was his? What was his name? Commander Aziz?
Commander Sneeze.
Commander. You ever seen Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yes. Hey, his... Lincoln.
Yeah, and his son's name is Hachu. Commander Hachu. Commander Sneeze and Commander Hachu. I'm sorry, Captain.
Captain Hachu.
Yeah. I give him an egg of a tag team.
Who do we have in this match? We're getting a tombstone pile driver on the concrete? Oh, okay.
It's Lord Stephen Regal. You'll know him as William Regal. Against Fit Finlay.
That's Fit Finlay?
Yeah, he's got a hell of a mullet here.
Wow, he does look fit there, too.
They're fighting on fucking Nick Patrick's sedan here. He's like, come on, it's my car! Look at him, he's pissed.
These guys probably are actually just upset whoever drank the last beer.
Oh, yeah, probably. Whoever had the last ale, I think they probably call it. He just kicked him right in the balls. Yeah. What do you think they say in Ireland when you kick someone in the balls? Oh, he hit him right in his McSwiggins or something like that.
I don't know. We need Glenn here for this kind of an answer.
Well, I don't know if Glenn knows much about the Irish.
You kicked me in me lucky charms.
If anybody listens to this show in Ireland, I am so sorry that we've offended you.
No.
I'm not really. Lighten up, okay?
Oh, wait, is that my boy? It is VK Wall Street. Oh, I loved this gimmick.
The old VK Wall Street. This before he joined the NWO.
Hall of Famer VK Wall Street now.
You're right. He's in. He is in. He should go in separately as IRS too.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, he absolutely should.
Or at least with Money Inc. I thought that was the better tag team of the two.
Yeah. Oh, it's Pistol Pez Whatley. Holy Pez shit. Whatley. Pistol Pez Whatley was jobbing in like 86.
Yeah, Pistol Pez Whatley there looks kind of like more like Keith Lee.
He does kind of look
like... He's kind of bulked up like Keith Lee there. He's larger.
Looks like Beef Lee.
Yeah. Snap into a Pez Whatley.
Yeah. He is short and stout, isn't he?
He is. He's like a Pez dispenser. He lifts his neck and candy starts shooting out.
Yeah, buddy. Here we go. VK Wall Street, Pistol Pez. Wow, this is a Hall of Fame worthy match right here, and I did not expect to see it here on WCW Pro.
Both of these guys are in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Pistol Pez Whatley's in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yes, sir, he is.
Wow, I would not have guessed that.
And what do they call that, alumni wing or whatever, the one where they don't actually have the full-blown induction?
Yeah, I think it is alumni wing, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that portion of it.
I was absolutely shocked to see that Thunderful Batterson was still living.
He was great. I watched back the inductions.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it.
Pez Whatley was the... Heyman was the best, but...
You mean Thunderbolt Patterson?
Yeah. No, I meant Paul Heyman was the best.
Yeah.
On there, but yeah, Thunderbolt Patterson was... He was second most captivating by far.
Nice.
He was really... His sentences have no commas, no periods, and they include a lot of groans and grunts, but he is captivating.
Yeah. He sounds like Gary Busey, but more coherent.
Yes. Yeah, you've got to watch it back. You'll love it.
I'll check it out. I'll have to check it out.
Skip everything else. Just watch it. What was his name in the York Foundation?
I think it was. Wasn't it Michael Wall Street? Something like that?
It was Michael Wall Street, not VK.
Yeah, VK, I think they did that to, you know, fuck with Vince.
Yeah. Now what would they do? HH Wall Street over in AEW?
They'd do PL Wall Street.
Paul Levesque?
No, they wouldn't even try to troll Paul Levesque. They'd make it be like BM Punk or something like that, and shitting himself or something. Which would be a callback, because I think like back in the day, CM Punk did shit himself on a match on SmackDown.
Who else did? Was it Sid or Undertaker?
There was the rumor that Sid shit his pants during the match with The Undertaker because he was mad about losing or his payoff or something. So when The Undertaker had to tombstone him. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that rumor.
If I ever know I'm going to be fired, I'm going to shit my pants and work all day with just shit in my pants. I'm making everyone else suffer around me.
You better keep it. If I ever get fired, they better keep it a secret. I'll just have to shit out of somebody.
I'm working that 2 week notice.
You better send me a letter in the mail, motherfucker.
I'm working a 2 week notice, and there's a load coming with me 8 hours a day, buddy.
Every day.
Taco Bell every morning. I will make you send me home.
VK Wall Street won, if anybody cared.
Oh man.
Oh, that's great.
I love the brick background though.
Oh yeah, that does look nice. I feel like we're gonna, after this, they're gonna do like a fucking 90s boy band video here too.
We want VK on MTV.
Yeah, VK. He's all for me. Yeah, VK.
Who's this guy?
That's Michael Cruz. That's Chris Cruz's drug addicted brother.
I'll buy it.
Okay, now we got a homeless man. Is that Diamond Dallas Page?
It might be.
We've got clean and windows in the rain. Guys up right, man.
Okay. It is Diamond Dallas Page.
I'll set you up right, man. I'll make it look really good.
He's cleaning windows in the rain.
Who? Hey, man, don't be playing around, man.
Diamond, who?
What's that stuff right here?
No way, man.
Okay, baby.
No way.
Well, that'd be $5, man.
$5? Are you crazy?
Crazy. I said $5. $5. Give me $5.
Oh, it is him.
Give me $5.
Give him 20. Here, take 20. It. Man, he's crazy. Nice, this man is crazy.
I really appreciate your hospitality.
Man, he didn't even do my window good. It took my job.
So Diamond Dallas Page is cleaning people's windshields in the rain and then robbing them.
Seems legit.
Running. Yeah.
So that's actually how he met Kimberly.
yeah. He robbed her.
Little known fact. Then he started training her in yoga.
Yeah. First he robbed her. She said, "You know, you look pretty limber." He said, "That's not your typical way a relationship starts." So that's how theirs did.
Are we getting Flash, Norton, and Ice Train together?
I think we are. Fire and Ice, I believe they were called. Here comes a man from the shadows. He's as big as a tree and as big, wide as a house. He smokes a lot. He'll smoke a lot of cigarettes in 1997. That's probably 98. Maybe 99. I don't know.
Around luchadors.
Checking luchadors. He throws around luchadors at will.
Do you think he can still do a drop kick from the top rope?
I mean, he could try. He would probably end up in the hospital, but
I'm not sure he can get to the top rope.
We might be looking at like a Sid situation, if you know what I mean, like a fracture of something. Well, in 1996, he's the new WCW champion. He's had like 8 matches, so.
I mean, it didn't take him very long. Goldberg needed 162.
Well, he can still wrestle better than Goldberg. At this point in WCW, he was still pretty, he could still move around pretty well. I would say he, later on, maybe in WWE, he might have been a little less of a worker than Goldberg, but I think at this point, he's better than Goldberg.
Oh, by far. Yeah, it's not even close. So are both of these guys. Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
So have you ever played that NES game, the Nintendo game Fire and Ice?
No.
Oh my gosh, one of the best Nintendo games ever made.
Like regular Nintendo?
Yeah, old school Nintendo, 8-bit.
Ice trains in the house. Yeah, ice trains up in the house. Fire and Ice, I was one of my favorite tag teams growing up, even though they weren't a tag team for very long. They're facing the Southern Posse.
Is that Cameron Grimes?
It might be his father.
It looked like Cameron Grimes, but
I got going to the moon.
No, these guys are money. Going to the power plant.
They some kind of power plant.
Isn't that the name of the wrestling factory for WCW?
Oh yeah. You're right.
God, those guys are jacked. They're
to say the least.
Look at Ice Train. He looks like $1 million right there.
That is a whole lot of man. I think Ice Train passed away recently, so RIP to Ice Train. Look at the charisma. Look at the charisma this guy's got.
He really was. He had some. He does. Look at him go.
Yeah, I like it.
Uh-huh. Whoop that trick.
Yeah. I like it. Oh, you got to watch out for the go behind.
You're not putting Ice Train in a full Nelson. Come on now. You can't even get his arms all or your lock your fingers.
Come on, Al Madrill. You know better than that. I don't know this guy's name, so. I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. Seeing him climb up on the top rope like that.
Because he just dropped him like a child.
He did.
Don't ever drop a child.
No, you should not drop children. Absolutely not.
Never shake a baby.
No, don't do that either. You never know. You come to this podcast for wrestling, stay for the life advice.
And if
all those things that you should already know about.
And if you want to wow the women, walk and strut like Ice Train.
Yeah, I mean, or if you want to wow the women, just be Ice Train.
What? That's hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like asking just the average person to be Michael Jordan.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't really feel like that was a realistic dream when I threw it out there.
No, just be Ice Train. Come on. Yeah,
just what do you do? Just be Ice Train. What are you doing? That should be how you should start every day. Just wake up and be like, how can I be Ice Train? You know?
It's a good goal.
It would confuse if people start, like, what is your goal to be Ice Train? They would be so confused. What?
Next time you fill out a resume, job application, whatever.
Yeah.
So what do you think your best attribute is? An undetermined goal of being Ice Train.
If that doesn't get you the job, I don't fucking know what's gonna, to be honest with you. Jesus. I think maybe if you included a picture of Ice Train for reference, everyone.
I have no other goal in life other than being Ice Train.
I just want to be Ice. Sir, you want to be made a train made of ice? No.
Yes.
Ice Train. No, I don't. An icy? What are you talking about? Security!
We've got a crazy person here in the lobby.
Sure, we'll get you an ice tray, sir. No problem. Here we go. Oh, they should have known that wasn't going to work, you stupid fucks. Oh, that one guy was smart enough to duck.
If you had to rank in the 90s the levels of ices between Vanilla Ice, Ice Cube, Ice Tea, and Ice Train. What are you ranking?
Are we going like, are we going like 1 through 4 here?
Yeah, 1 through 4.
Okay, Vanilla Ice is 4, obviously. Okay. And then Ice Tea, and then Ice Cube, and then of course Ice Train. Ice Train's number 1. I mean, obviously. Come on, pal.
I agree with that ranking. We're in agreement here.
Yeah. Because I never really liked Ice-T as a rapper, really, not much. I liked him in New Jack City.
He's a better actor.
Yeah. I'm a cop killer. Yeah, I liked to audition for the roles of a police officer. That always made me laugh.
Yeah, most people don't know about that Cop Killer album. Look at that splash. He had a standing frog splash.
That was beautiful. Ice Train and Fire and Ice. I'm sorry, Scott Norton. You're fine, too, but we really like this Ice Train guy.
He looks like he's got that genuine hair curl, too.
And tell me, is there any more ice for the train in the freezer? Sorry.
What's the difference? In those jeans. It's the ice in that train.
Oof. That was impressive, that fucking splash he did, man.
He had a standing frog splash at 350 pounds.
The Skittles logo here is Sweet Revenge, which is weird for candy. Mean Gene here with the WCW hotline, and if you dial 1-900-909-9900 right this instant, I can tell you my exclusive color to what my pocket square will be at Slamboree
only $2.49 a minute. Please, parents, get your parents' permission. I mean, please, kids, get your parents' permission before calling. Not your parents. Sorry, I've had too many daiquiris. I forgot what I was even saying. What day is it? What am I here for?
Parents, get your kids' permission to call in to the 1-800 hotline and find out all the things that make my mustache brown.
That's right. That's right. I like how they put the address too. Like, is somebody going to send them a letter about the hotline?
I guess that's a way you'd communicate back then.
Come on, pal. We were doing so good. You were sleeping. I was like Dr. Evil. You were like Mr. Bigglesworth. It was all good. All right. Here comes Big Bubba Rogers. Don't call me the big boss man. Big Bubba Rogers is out here.
I was going to say, that's Big Boss Man.
Yeah, you better watch it, punk. Yeah. Be serving a hard time. But not from him, because he's Big Bubba Rogers. He's the Big Boss Man.
Now, he was Bubba Rogers even before that, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he definitely was. I think he debuted as Bubba Rogers in Jim Crockett, or JCP. Yeah. And then that's before he even went to WWE. So, yeah. Yep.
Do you own any suspenders like that?
All kinds of all different colors, but big suspenders, guy. Can you tell?
I figured. Thank you. I can't say I own a pair, at least that I know of.
Braces, I think, is what Gwen calls them.
Yeah, when I think of braces, I think of what Forrest Gump walked around with,
or like some of them have on their teeth. But yeah, if you said, I got my braces on, I would think you were run, Forrest, run. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Uh oh.
What's this guy's name? Leroy Horde?
I think it was Leroy Howard.
Oh, it's close. I added a W.
I mean, he looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really has a good haircut.
It's a very nice, nice little low top fade there. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the movie House Party.
It does. Yeah. I was thinking Eddie Winslow.
Oh, he does look like Eddie fucking Winslow. How about that?
He has the same haircut as Eddie Winslow.
All right, now let's have a long conversation about the TV show Family Matters. Do you remember the one where Eddie confronts the gang members at Rachel's place and then they beat him up?
Yes, I do, of course. And there's the one guy who wears the white glasses.
Yep.
He's like a, I don't know, he's just a large man. And then there was the other, oh gosh, what was his name? I can't remember the name on it. Yeah. My favorite was when he, am I combining shows?
You might be. Let's do it anyway. We're rolling with it.
Okay, we're rolling with it. But I know Uncle Phil came out in one episode and he played pool. And he, oh my God!
Oh God!
I don't think I've ever seen anyone dive over the top rope like that before at this time.
You mean to paralyze themselves?
He jumped over the top rope.
Right to his fucking face on the floor.
This was like Montez Ford, but without the athleticism. Oh! Onto stairs. That's not flat ground.
I think the reason why we never heard of Leroy Howard after this is because he fucking couldn't move his right or left leg after this was over. Fuck.
Oh my God. He just paralyzed himself.
He doesn't need it anymore. Stop it. Good God.
He's dead. You guys want to see a dead body? But no,
he's down.
The Fresh Prince episode where Uncle Phil brings out his pool stick.
Oh, break out Lucille. Yeah.
Doesn't Carl also do that in one episode? But he doesn't break out Lucille, obviously. He just goes and plays pool and maybe I'm combining.
Well,
this might be a Sinbad Genie episode where.
Oh, my wife will insist that there was a Sinbad Genie movie, even though I try to tell her over and over again that's not a thing.
I feel like that's what's happening right now as I'm combining shows.
What do they call that? The Mandela effect?
Yeah, the Mandela effect. Yeah, I think that's what's happening right here. It's the Mandela effect.
Yeah. All right, this guy kind of looks like Wedge from, you ever seen the movie Class Act with Kid and Play?
I don't remember it.
No, he kind of looks like Wedge.
He's
gonna play with my frog.
He's fired up though after landing on his head from 15 feet in the air.
I'm surprised he's still like
like alive. Like this is, I guarantee you, I don't know if the match would be still going if this was current. And then he just landed like a hammer fist right into his face.
Ooh, boss man's not happy.
This man's had three concussions already in this match. It's been going for 2 minutes.
I feel like boss man really wanted the match to end there and something happened that wasn't supposed to happen.
In trouble.
Because he kind of looked like he was like shoot bad mouthing him.
Right.
And like paint brushing his face. I think that was supposed to happen earlier and he didn't jump for him.
Could very well be.
If we watch that back, it looked like boss man went for that sidewalk slam, but he didn't jump for him and he just hit him with a clothesline. And he did not look happy at all about what had just happened there.
Let's see. Watch on the fire up here by.
Because he starts paintbrushing his face like this, angry. Watch right here. Watch. He's supposed to hit him with a boss man slam, and he hits him with a clothesline because he didn't jump for him.
Oh, let's see boss man's reaction. That's, yep, because that's when he lands the stiff fist to the face.
He gets down there, and he starts talking to him. See, he's paintbrushing his face like you were supposed to go up. I caught.
And then he wrenched a headlock on him. Yeah, you're right, pal.
And he's calling it right now. You see him just whisper down to him?
You were right, pal. Big Bob and Rogers don't mess around.
Mm-mm. He was not happy about that.
Is he going to beat it? He's beating him up more in the ring, but they're not showing it. Must have been a brutal confrontation.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Splat! Right to the fucking face.
And on stairs.
Good
Why don't
Lord.
They have a... Why don't they have a flat landing there?
Yeah, I don't know. So the ring rotates, actually. I don't know if you remember this, but like the ring is on a platform that spins.
Was this the only show they did that on?
I think they did it on Worldwide, too.
Okay.
See, Lethal Lottery 1996. Let's hear just
Connie Dodd is Slamboree just 2 weeks from this Sunday evening, live
man.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Down Baton
available
Rouge.
Only on pay-per-view. Call Baton your cable Rouge. Company now to get the hookup. This year's Lethal Lottery has blown a lot of folks away. 32 men, I mean, count them, 32
men,
16 tag teams in all, squaring off against each other with the final four teams split into eight individuals. For the romp in Battle Bowl. That's the Battle Royal that'll determine the Lord of the Ring. Then that match,
Lord of the Rings,
will ultimately get a shot at WCW Heavyweight Champion during the Great American Bash this summer. This June.
Terrible.
I feel like that's got to be trademarked by then, right?
It's Lord of the Ring, so maybe not because there's no S on it. I'm not 100%. Maybe it has to be the Lord of the Rings.
Could be, yeah.
So apparently these are going to be some of the tag teams they've already been drawn. Ric Flair and Randy Savage, who are hated rivals at this point. I think Ric Flair is with Liz, and she stole all of Randy Savage's money. Road Warrior Hawk and Animal are going to be with somebody. We have the Steiner brothers are going to be in this thing. Lord Steele, Regal and Fit Finlay are going to be tag team partners, and they just had a parking lot brawl. So will it pull them together? Huh?
Chris Adams?
No, that was so they show Regal with maybe
Finley.
Regal and him have a match, and then maybe the guys are in the. I'm confused. I don't know. Don't make me make sense of all this. Yeah, the Stinger is going to face the Giant for the World Heavyweight Championship, and I believe the Stinger is going to win it, Mayor. I know he's going to. I believe in the Stinger. From the Riverside Centroplex, Mayor. That sounds like a fucking place that holds about 6,000 people. Chris Cruz is cruising on our TV screen here. Do you ever have a watch with like a leather wristband?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I'm just wondering. I don't think I ever did, but
I go in my little watch collection. I think I probably got one in there now.
He's got a.
I'd never wear it in public, but I have one.
Yeah, just in case. If they ever make a comeback, you're ready for it. Well, you know, Chris Cruz, I wrestled Bruno in a cage in Madison Square Garden. We did a big show at WrestleMania. It was Shea Stadium. Yeah, it was Bruno, you know. Not at this little arena where the... In my day, the ring didn't rotate like that. Not when I wrestled Bruno, you know.
Who had the longer Hall of Fame speech, Zabisco or Hillbilly Jim?
Well, Hillbilly Jim is still talking, so.
He's still standing at the same spot.
So, like, by theory, he's a giant, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably, you know, giant other places. So that should hurt Flair's arm at the same time. He just fucking tried to fucking hit a boa constrictor. It not hurt.
I mean, you would think so, right?
I would think.
It dropped him to his knees, though. Oh, God.
Just shoved him the fuck over.
On his knees, he's almost the same height as Ric Flair.
It's pretty goddamn close, yeah. It's pretty damn... Oh, is he trying to... Oh, I thought he was trying to call a timeout.
Is that Pee-wee?
That is Pee-wee. Old Pee-wee. Did he have the brass knucks on? He did. Put him back in his tights.
Yeah, those Logan Pauls.
I watched a Jerry Lawler match. I think it was with Mankind. And I'm pretty goddamn sure that he had nothing. And he was just pretending like he had something in his hand that he was hitting him with, but I don't believe that he actually ever had anything. I think he just had his hand like this and made it look like he had something. But I legitimately don't think he had shit.
Lawler?
Yeah, Lawler. I legitimately don't think he had anything in his hand. I think he was just making it look like he did. I think he would pretend to put it in his tights, but he didn't have shit.
I mean, that's how good he was. He made you think that he didn't have anything.
When I was a kid, I believed it. As an adult, I was like, he ain't got shit.
His punches, shit in there. His punches always look so good. He might have had the best punches in wrestling history.
Yeah, I mean, the punches look... This was like when he wrestled in WWE, so it's like a whole different than what you saw in Memphis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, and there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the moment where Ric Flair lost the World Heavyweight Championship for a record 14th time. I don't know that for a fact. I made it up.
I mean, that probably was at least the 12th time, right?
Had to be around there.
I'm trying to think if he ever won it after this again. Yeah, he did, because he won it from Macho Man at one point in time, didn't he, after this?
Yeah, he's won. I think he had to have won it 3 or 4 times after this. Oh, not your sister. Hacksaw Jim Duggan is here. Ladies and gentlemen. He is on his way to the ring. He's got his flag all twisted up. Now he's got it fixed.
Oh.
Not your sister.
Not your sister.
Are you?
Have you ever tried to get USA chants started and with a hoe at the in public?
No.
And start stomping around?
Maybe, like at the supermarket? No.
Yeah, maybe grab something that appears to be a 2x4, maybe just like a box of little Debbies and start pointing it at people.
If you're going to do that, the best place to do it is at Home Depot. Just because like the people who shop at Home Depot, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that you can get a 2x4 there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's basically goes hand in hand with hacksaw. Maybe even grab a hacksaw.
You can get go down to Home Depot, grab a hacksaw and a 2x4, walk through that motherfucker, see his screaming ho, and see how long it takes before you end up in the back of a police car.
You probably could find an American flag at Home Depot too to walk around with. Yeah. It's the best part is if you wear your blue underwear and boots. You'll just complete the costume. We suggest if you do this, send video and let us know.
And also, I didn't give you this idea. You didn't hear this on AWI Pod if you do this. It was all on your accord. It wasn't my idea.
Yes, we're not suggesting this. We're just asking for video if it does take place.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That was fun. Here we go. Oh, we tried. Come on, Axon.
Are we getting back-to-back Ric Flair matches, or was that just a pre-recording before?
That was just a highlight film of his match with the Giant on Nitro, I think. And now we're watching the main event: Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Ric Flair. That's a heck of a main event for the fans here at Universal Studios. A woman's out of here. He said, "Fuck this Hacksaw Jim Duggan guy. He smells like hot dogs
and sawdust."
And sawdust, yeah, of course. Of course.
How many beers do you think Hacksaw definitely could outdrink Rick, right?
I don't know. Human besides Andre the Giant outdrink Ric Flair? I don't know.
I just feel like Hacksaw could put down light beers, but that's all he's drinking. He's not getting classy and, you know, doing shots or anything.
Yeah, and he's also not like drinking, you know, vodka. I can't see Taxol with the vodka cranberry.
No kamikazes. He's yeah. just putting down Bud Lights or Coors Lights or something.
As you know, Ric Flair is far too pickled to die. This guy, this referee looks like he should be driving NASCAR instead of, especially in the 90s. He looks like a 90s NASCAR driver, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we got out there and we got the old NASCAR. We got the old Marlboro Light 12 car going right around the third. This is the third round there, but we couldn't get it quite fast enough. But next time we get out there, we're going to get it done, he said.
If he was not a NASCAR driver, he definitely loved Dale Earnhardt and hated Jeff Gordon.
Oh, did any NASCAR fan like Jeff Gordon?
Maybe from the North. I can't imagine any self-respecting Southern man liking Jeff Gordon.
No, they're like, he says his words so people understand him. I don't like that. Look at him with his words all enunciating and stuff. I don't like him.
His vowels are not long enough.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys that has like an RIP Dale Earnhardt, like not only like license plate and bumper sticker, but like the custom license plate that says like RIP Dale in some weird fashion.
The number 3 Intimidator or something.
Yeah, so shit like that. Absolutely. That's 100%. And like, I love Michael Jordan, but I don't know if I'm going to get an RIP Michael Jordan bumper sticker. Probably not.
Well, I mean, he's alive.
I know, but when he dies.
Okay.
Well, so I guess it's different because I guess Dale Earnhardt died, you know, doing his sport. Michael Jordan's not going to have the basketball court, even though I think that's the way he'd want to go.
Heck, he's probably better than still some of the players that are out there. I bet he could still put up 10 points a game if he wanted right now, do you think?
I don't think he could average 10. If you put him out there for a few games, I think there might be a couple games where he might be able to get 10, but I don't think he could average 10.
If he's in an all-star game where they're not playing defense.
Oh, he'll get. I mean, if he, because I'm sure he can just hit jumpers. He probably just can't jump like he used to. If you let him just have open jumpers, he could probably score 40. Because I don't know if you ever knew, like when you get older, you'll be able to shoot better because you, I don't know what it is, but you just can't really jump as much. But he's still Michael fucking Jordan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's still Michael Jordan.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh oh, we're getting the 4-point stance here.
Oh, I think Rick's in trouble here.
Oh, woman's getting involved. Imagine if Hacksaw got his win over Rick, getting a handful of tights and feet on the ropes.
Did he get him? Oh, he got him.
There's no way. That was a fast count. NASCAR 10.
Oh, it's Sunday and the fucking race starts soon. He's got to get out of here. That's what this is. This son of a bitch right here.
He says, I got to get my lot of tickets. Got to get my scratchers before the race.
I got to get my scratchers and my Coors Light for the race. God dang. Oh, she hit him with a. Oh, it was probably a high heel because that was a thing they were doing back in these days, hitting people with a high heel. So Ric Flair is the winner. Uses a handful of tights and gets his foot on the rope. And he's lucky that it was NASCAR Sunday. So Texas Red here could get home and watch the race. This is bullshit. I don't know why I said Texas Red. It just felt like the right thing to do.
It's a good name for him. Dusty's like, get me out of here, baby.
No, baby, come on. He wants to go watch the race, too. I don't know. Maybe Dusty Rhodes wasn't a big NASCAR guy. I'm not sure.
He definitely liked basketball. He was a big college basketball and college football guy.
I remember watching like a video of him like in a celebrity basketball game, and he was fucking out there hooping.
Yeah, he can ball.
Yeah. I mean, he's the American Dream. Of course he can.
That's true. What couldn't he do? I wanted him in the Mr. Perfect role, doing front flips into the pool.
I'll tell you what he couldn't do. He couldn't main event with Bruno, you know?
That's awesome.
Dusty's like, if he's this Bruno one more time, I'm going to fucking slap him. Say Bruno one more time, baby. Chris Cruz. I don't believe that's his real name. What do you think?
It can't be. He's not Tom Cruise. Well, he's not Chris. I'm trying to think of a famous Chris.
Chris Cross.
It'll make you jump. He doesn't look like he's jumps. His hairline jumped off his head.
Yeah, he ran away a long time ago. Yeah.
That hairline is wiggity 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 whack.
New. Yeah, it is. Good tie-in. I like that. That was good.
That was good. Well, that was fun. That is the end of this episode of Worldwide. That was a good time, as always. Usually, this is the point where I ask Glenn who he needs to plug before he gets out of here. Glenn's not here. I'm going to do my best to be Glenn, not in a British accent, and do his plugs. Make sure you check out Unbooking the Territory with our buddies Rob and Dan. They do a show called Unstacking the Datatory, where they review Big Daddy's Road to the Big Daddy versus Haystack's most watched wrestling match of all time. I hope I did that okay. And they also do the first and last of wrestling, and they also do the AEW Gator Golf / Checkers / whatever the fuck they do on All the Elite. And let's see, what else does he say? Of course, the Doctor Who podcast with Danny and Cy. Check that out on SJP World Media. And DDT Wrestling with DC and Doc. I believe that is all the plugs that Glenn does. If I missed anybody, I do apologize. I am not a British man. I am not a British gentleman. I am merely a scumbag American. Mayor Ken, who do you need to plug before we get out of here?
Well, I do know that the Big Daddy and Haystacks Calhoun, was it Haystacks Calhoun match, was the most watched?
I think so.
But I feel like Big Bubba Rogers and Leroy Howard may have been the second most watched. So
could be
close. It was very close to breaking the record.
Nipping at its heels.
Yes, right there. And we need to always plug our good friend, Mr. Thomas Bryce, who is the man with the plan behind Sportswire Radio. And you can check out his website, where you can catch us and many other wrestling podcasts and sports podcasts on sportswireradio.org. That's with a Z, sports, wireradio.org. And you can find him personally at Thomas Bryce 2017.
Personally.
It's a good man with the chops. If you see someone with the best chops you've ever seen, that's him. You're in the right place.
Yep.
So, check him out. Check out Sportswire Radio. And if you get a chance, you want to see me eat some food, rate it, say whether it's good or not, got value. Follow me on Twitter or X. Still feels weird saying that. At Mayor of Canton.
Yeah.
And watch me every Wednesday at 6 p.m. eat something. Today I reviewed Rallies / Checkers.
Oh, you know why? So this is, I usually, Glenn sends me the links, but since he's not, he didn't send me the link to it. So I forgot all about it, pal.
I'll send it to you in the chat.
Please do. Whenever someone says X, I always think the fucking, the exhibits on X.
Oh, I think of X gonna give it to you.
Oh, that one too.
Big DMX guy here.
Oh, so I like DMX every song but Party Up. I fucking hate that song.
Wait, what song?
Y'all gonna make me lose. I hate that song.
Yeah, that song.
Every time somebody plays it, it makes me want to lose my mind in a different way. But anyhow, that's it. I don't have any other plugs. This time we're gonna have them. No, wait, fuck that, man. I forgot to plug my own shit. I need to plug my own shit. No War in the Attitude, no new Sid show this week, but go back and check out the archives of that if you don't know already. Warring Attitudes, our 1997 review show. When I get back, Glenn and Healthy, we will be reviewing the 1997 Survivor Series, so be on the lookout for that. And go back and look at all the Sid episodes, watch him beat up many jobbers and powerbomb people and say things that people don't quite understand, not even myself or him, if you played it back to him now. check that out in the Life and Times of Psycho Sid. And there we go. That's it. And now we're going to have the mayor say goodbye.
Goodbye.